Farewell, worldly pleasures and fading delight. For now all my days must be turned into night. Now suffer I must, and the race I have run has shortened my days, and my thread it is spun. Oh, wretch that I was, for plot or conspire against that good prince who the world do admire. And now for the same I am in a sad plight, a poor and distressed unfortunate knight. How might I have lived in splendor and fame, that now by true subjects am greatly to blame? No pity I find there is false to my share, my spirits decay and I fall in despair. But how could I expect any favor to find that harbored such thoughts in my treacherous mind? All you that in mercy do fix your delight, a poor and distressed unfortunate knight. My days that long time I in pleasure did spend, in shame and disgrace like a traitor I end. Though it grieves me to think, yet confess it I must, the sentence passed on me is nothing but just. For the deeds I have done and the words I have said, were I to be punished by losing my head, grim death would the less than my senses affright a poor and distressed unfortunate knight. But the thoughts of our rope are most dreadful to me, that must hang for my crimes at the three-cornered tree, and there in the view of a thousand or more receive what I long had deserved before. O justice severe, how swift are thy wings to pursue the bloodsuckers of merciful kings, who in thoughts are oppressed by day and by night, like me a distressed unfortunate knight. Though I had got over and crossed the seas, my mind was afflicted, my soul not at ease. My conscience was filled with horror and dread, that vengeance would follow wherever I fled. And now to my sorrow most certain I find, that which so long time hath afflicted my mind, and will now put an end to joy and delight, that I'm a distressed unfortunate knight.